This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Preventing suicide in youth often means teaching students how to intervene on behalf of their friends and how to get them to talk to a trusted adult. Jan Daniels trains middle schoolers on how to do that. She's the Youth Development Coordinator for the Children's Coalition and spoke with KEDM's Jay Curtis on this week's Time to Talk.
First of all, let's talk a little bit about this program, Signs of Suicide, really training students. How does that work?
Well, we go into area middle schools and we do the Signs of Suicide prevention program that we teach students what to listen for or what to look for in their peers, in their family, how to react and what to do if they come across someone that's fighting depression or thinking of suicide.
So what does that training look like? It's in a classroom?
It's in a classroom setting. We usually do in the PE time. And we do a lot of questioning and answering and talking, and it comes with a great training video.
What are the most common questions you get about suicide from middle schoolers?
What to say to someone who's needing help, or exactly what to do if someone doesn't listen the first time they tell them that they're having trouble with someone feeling depressed.
And what do you tell them? What's the answer?
The most important thing you can talk to someone about is go to a trusted adult. If you don't get what you want from the first person, you go to the second person.
So what are some of those signs that you're teaching the students to recognize, specifically in their peers, because middle schoolers aren't known for being the most self-aware?
Yes, that's what we've discovered in this video is very age-based, and it talks about being dramatic. It talks about having trouble with your parents, if you're having failing grades, how things can just explode if you don't take care of things. And make sure that you know what to do if you see someone that's reacting on Facebook or on their cell phone, if you see something with Snapchat, any threats, that you take them seriously and you go tell that trusted adult.
Middle schoolers, it's such a turbulent time of life. Everything is blown out of proportions. The highs are huge. The lows are also huge. Is there some teaching as to how to manage that?
There's one section that I really like to talk about changes in the past year that they've gone through. And I asked several questions, and it's amazing how many hands come up with just simple changes of moving to a new neighborhood or having trouble at home. Maybe a family is suffering from divorce or separation. We discuss this at great length about how change can be good, but change can also be bad. And we want them to be equipped with the skills of how to handle certain situations and feelings that they're going through.
What sort of other resources out there? I know you said, especially for middle schoolers, find a trusted adult and keep going until you find one that can help you. But even if there's not somebody they can reach out to, what's another way to go?
We always refer to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It's 1-800-273-TALK.
Jan Daniels is the Suicide Prevention and Youth Development Coordinator for the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana. She's doing the Signs of Suicide program, Suicide Prevention in Middle Schools. Jan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me today.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life Magazine. Find out more at kedm.org. You want a complete understanding of what's behind issues in the news, so you look for thorough sources of news and information. You're busy, so you rely on KEDM and NPR News for depth and portability. You listen at home, in the car, at the gym, and deepen your understanding of the world and stay connected to music you don't hear anywhere else. These are great reasons to make a financial contribution today, because listener support keeps KEDM on the air. Just go to kedm.org.